After a well-publicized debut, not quite a year ago, Northwest Pacific Railroad freight trains have continued to roll regularly between American Canyon and Petaluma.
We started on July 13th, 2011, and the railroad is operating pretty much as I expected it would. The grain industry, in particular in Petaluma, has strongly supported the railroad, and our traffic has gradually increased over the months we've been operating. We have not been able to attract as much lumber traffic as I'd hoped, and that seems to be mostly a reflection of the housing recovery that's been delayed.
Although the tracks are certified for use as far north as Windsor, Railroad President John Williams says that so far they haven't had any call for deliveries beyond Petaluma. But that's about to change, perhaps later this month, with the addition of a new customer, the Smart Train.
We do expect to carry carloads of new cross ties that Smart has ordered, and we do expect to handle trains that new welded rail that Smart will lay, and there will be other commodities too that we'll handle for them as a connecting freight railroad.
As the freight operator, Williams Northwest Pacific runs on tracks that are owned and administered by the North Coast Railroad Authority. The director of that body, Mitch Stogner, says they've carefully negotiated plans to enable the freight trains to continue running while Smart's construction work is underway.
Their repairs are going to go forward while freight service continues. There will be freight service windows that will allow the freight service to continue even while Smart is doing its construction work.
Once that work is completed, Stogner adds, the freight service will be able to go farther and faster.
The track now is suitable to run a freight train at about 25 miles an hour. After the Smart repair contract is complete, he'll be able to run up to 40 miles an hour and beyond that. Eventually, Smart's repairs will take the line from Novato to Cloverdale.
Railroad President Williams says the trains have grown from just a few cars in the beginning to an average of 6 or 8 at this point, and they've settled into a pretty routine schedule.
We generally run 2 days a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, and that seems to fit our customers' needs. We start out in the morning and get down to Petaluma probably by noon sometimes, early afternoon sometimes, and normally the work is done by 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, and the train is heading home.
Additional service may be added in the coming months, Stogner hopes, when a manufactured housing production facility on the south side of Windsor comes back online after a change of ownership.
Standard structures, they have been acquired by a company called Red Built from Idaho, and eventually they're going to reopen that facility. As soon as that facility gets operational, the trains in all likelihood will deliver inbound lumber products to what used to be standard structures.
Rail operator Williams says the financials from his operations are in keeping with projections, and after 11 months he is, quote, getting close to actually making money. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.